Good evening. This is Sakishvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland celebrates Constitution Day. Chief Minister Nipuryo pays tribute to framers of India's constitution. President Draupadi Murmu leads nation in reading of the preamble to mark Constitution Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi writes to citizens on occasion of Constitution Day. And Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla lauds UPSC's journey in strengthening India's administrative framework. Now the news in detail. Along with the rest of the country, Nagaland today celebrated Constitution Day to commemorate the adoption of the Constitution of India. Different programs were organized across state departments and district offices with reading of the preamble to the Constitution. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipuryo paid tribute to the framers of India's constitution, honoring their vision for a sovereign, socialist, secular and democratic nation. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo expressed hope that the values of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity enshrined in the constitution would continue to guide and strengthen the country. Marking the occasion in Akashvani Kohima, Deputy Director General Engineering and Cluster Head of Kohima, K.K. Rengma, led the staff of the station in reading of the preamble to the Constitution. President Draupadi Murmu today led the reading of the preamble to the Constitution at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day. Speaking on the occasion, she said, "The Constitution is the cornerstone of the national identity and it is the guiding framework for moving the nation forward, replacing the colonial mindset with a nationalist vision."
के दिन पूरा देश भारतीय लोकतंत्र के आधार हमारे संविधान के प्रति तथा उसके निर्माताओं के प्रति आदर व्यक्त करता है। हम भारत के लोग अपने संविधान के प्रति व्यक्तिगत और सामूहिक स्तर पर आस्था व्यक्त करते हैं। अनेक योजनाओं के माध्यम से देशवासियों को विशेषकर युवा वर्गों को संवैधानिक आदर्शों से अवगत कराया जाता है। संविधान दिवस मनाने की परंपरा का शुभारंभ करने और उसे निरंतरता प्रदान करने की जितना भी प्रशंसा की जाए वो कम।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the Constitution embodies the collective wisdom, sacrifice and the dreams of millions of countrymen who fought for freedom.
It has become the pride celebration of every Indian. Our constitution embodies the collective wisdom, sacrifice and the dreams of millions of our countrymen who fought for freedom. Their selfless contribution make Bharat as the largest democracy in the world today.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in his address said, "Under the guidance of the Constitution, the country has embarked on a transformative journey of good governance and socio-economic development."
भारत की संविधान सभा के अध्यक्ष डॉक्टर राजेंद्र प्रसाद जी, हमारे संविधान के शिल्पकार बाबा साहब डॉक्टर भीमराव अंबेडकर जी एवं संविधान सभा के सभी मान्य सदस्यों का आदर पूर्वक नमन करते हैं। उनके अद्भुत ज्ञान, विवेक, दूरदृष्टि और अथक परिश्रम से ही ऐसा महान संविधान मिला जो हमें न्याय, समानता, बंधुत्व और हर नागरिक के सम्मान और गरिमा की गारंटी देता है।
On the occasion, the President released a translated version of the Constitution in Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia and Assamese. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written to the citizens on the occasion of Constitution Day, recalling the historic adoption of the Constitution in 1949. Underlining the enduring role of the Constitution in guiding the nation's progress, Mr. Modi in his letter noted that in 2015, the government declared 26th November as Constitution Day to honour the sacred document. He called upon citizens to place their duties foremost in their minds as India moves towards the vision of building a developed and empowered nation. The Prime Minister further urged the citizens to strengthen democracy by exercising their right to vote. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that the journey of the Union Public Service Commission UPSC has strengthened the administrative structure of the country. Addressing the centenary year celebrations of UPSC in New Delhi, he said that the transparency, accountability, impartiality and confidentiality of this institution have recognized UPSC as a transparent body across the world. Appreciating the Commission's focus on the digital age, artificial intelligence, climate change and national security, The Lok Sabha speaker noted that UPSC has established new paradigms of good governance and excellence.
UPSC ki 100 varsh ki yatra is desh ke prashasanik dhanche, wahan ki paradarshita, wahan ki jawabdari, wahan ki nishpakshta, wahan ki gopniyata keval Bharat mein nahi duniya ke liye bhi yeh sanstha aaj paradarshak ke roop mein hai.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Balla has extended greetings to the Rengma community on the occasion of Ngada Festival. In his message, he said the festival embodies the spirit of gratitude, unity and thanksgiving for a bountiful harvest reflecting the richness of our cultural heritage and communal harmony. The governor called on the people to uphold the noble traditions of our forebears and strengthen the bonds of brotherhood and goodwill that unite us. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets, virtually inaugurating the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Mr. Modi said the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination.
इन्वेस्टमेंट और ग्लोबल इंडस्ट्रीज को आकर्षित करने के लिए हमने स्वतंत्र भारत के कुछ सबसे बड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए. पहला हमने अर्थव्यवस्था के दरवाजे खोले, दूसरा हमने अपनी फंडामेंटल्स को और मजबूत किया, तीसरा हमने बिजनेस को आसान बनाया. अधिकांश सेक्टर्स में 100% FDI ऑटोमेटिक रूट से संभव है. डिफेंस जैसे सेक्टर जहां पहले प्राइवेट सेक्टर को जगह नहीं थी, वहां भी 74% तक FDI ऑटोमेटिक रूट से खोल दिया गया है.
Mr. Modi said that the Safran Aircraft Engine Services facility is a significant step forward in building a self-reliant and resilient India. He highlighted that this new facility would contribute to positioning India as a global maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO hub. Assistant Chief Engineer Civil Administration Works Division CAWD Sangtiba Amar today led an inspection team to access works for the much anticipated new Wakha Deputy Commissioner's Office Complex. He was accompanied by CAWD officials, administrative officers, engineers and the contractor. During the visit, Mr. Amar stressed on the importance of maintaining quality and adhering to the stipulated timeline, adding that the new DC office complex will be a vital step toward administrative development in the district. He emphasized that departmental inspections play a crucial role in monitoring progress and safeguarding construction standards. A delegation of 28 students and 7 education officials from Madhya Pradesh arrived in Nagaland under the Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat EBSB program. Nagaland is paired with Madhya Pradesh under the EBSE initiative aimed at fostering unity, mutual understanding and national integration. The delegation led by Joint Director Samagra Shiksha Madhya Pradesh, Dr. Mahesh Jain, arrived in Nagaland on Monday. They were received by officials from Samagra Shiksha Nagaland. The delegation visited several key historical and cultural landmarks that highlight Nagaland's distinct identity. Some of the major highlights of the tour included Asia's first green village in Konoma, State Museum and the iconic Kohima Cathedral. The delegation also held interaction with different local schools, enabling students from both states to engage in meaningful peer learning besides cultural and sports exchanges. Before their departure tomorrow, the team is scheduled to visit the Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center in Dimapur, exposing the students to state's unique strengths in bamboo craftsmanship, resource management and entrepreneurship. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland celebrates Constitution Day. Chief Minister Nipurio pays tribute to framers of India's constitution. President Draupadi Murmu leads nation in reading of the preamble to mark Constitution Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi writes to citizens on occasion of Constitution Day. And Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla lauds UPSC's journey in strengthening India's administrative framework. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.